हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो ओरिजिनली द श्रीमद् भागवतम वॉज टोल्ड बाय लॉर्ड शिवा टू पार्वती, एंड व्हेन लॉर्ड शिवा वॉज टेलिंग दिस टू पार्वती, वॉट हैपन्स यूजुअली व्हेन देयर इज लॉन्ग प्रवचन, you all know all these things, so nice, you know all these things, good. So so that time Parvati went to sleep, but before going to sleep Parvati was saying yes, she was nodding and she was making some sound, and Lord Shiva was like, you know, immersed. Sometimes when the Lord's pastimes are taking place, na, the speaker just closes his eyes and he just goes on narrating. He doesn't know who is sleeping, who is awake. He just goes on and on. And then suddenly he opened his eyes and started continuing narrating. When he opened his eyes, he saw his wife is sleeping. But the sound is coming. Like that. So wondering who is saying yes, like that. He was searching around. He saw one parrot there on the tree. And parrot was listening and making sound of, because parrot knew that if she goes to sleep and she starts saying, stopping, she stops saying yes or nodding, then he'll stop. So then to continue that katha and hear the katha, the parrot kept on saying making the sound of yes. So as soon as he saw that parrot is listening katha, he got very angry. So he stopped the katha and took out Trishul and started chasing the bird. And the bird flew away. And the flying, the bird went all over Himalayas, and Shiva is chasing him with Trishul. And the bird went to a place. Already the bird has heard full Bhagavatam. Now who is that bird? That bird is Shuka, Lila Shuka, the parrot of Radharani. Radharani's favorite parrot. He was listening to Shrimad Bhagavatam from Lord Shiva's mouth. As Shiva started chasing him, he just ran away. And he went to that place where another Bhagavatam was going on, where Vyasadeva's wife was listening Bhagavatam from Vyasadev. And Vyasadeva was narrating Bhagavatam. And wife was listening with so much attention that her mouth was open. Sometimes you become absorbed, na? You don't know your mouth is open or closed. Sometimes you hear some story and your mouth opens and you don't even know your mouth is open. So, Hare Krishna. So, her mouth was open and she was not even blinking her eyes. And she was listening to the katha with rapt attention. So, this bird, just flying for his life, straight enters the mouth of this Mataji. And from there, he enters her womb and takes shelter in the womb as a baby. And then Vyasadeva continues Bhagavatam. The second time the bird, who has now become human being, in the womb of the wife of Vyasadeva, he hears the Bhagavatam. And then, after hearing Bhagavatam, he comes to know that, why should I come out? This world is very bad. He doesn't come out only. I think for 18 years, how many years? 18 years? So many years, many long years. More than 9 months, that much I know. So he's not ready to come out. So then second time Vyas Muni narrates Bhagavatam to him. And then he decides to come out. And such a self-realized soul, actually not self-realized, you can say, he is Brahman realized. He had no attachment to body. He was like I say and you say, you are not this body. He had realized that he is not this body. He is not the self, not the body. He is spirit soul. He had that realization. So he immediately came out of the womb and started going in the forest. He just left. He had nothing to do with father, mother and home. He just left. And Vyasadeva is like, he is a father. He says, oh son, he is running. Please don't go. Son is just going. He goes away. In the forest, when he is going, there are some children who are breaking the wood and reciting some slokas of 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Baraha Pidam Natabarabapu, where Krishna is walking in the forest with his nicely, beautifully fresh blown lotus like body, blue colored, have peacock crown and flute in the hand, wearing pitambar and charming the birds and trees around, walking in the field with his brother Balram. Beautiful description is there on the shloka. And there are two shlokas like that, describing Krishna's beauty. And they are just reciting that those shlokas as if, you know, it's like a playful, you know, Marathi Bhana, gungunne. Gungunne means this, how do you say in English, I don't know. Just while you are working, you just keep singing something. They are singing the shlokas of Bhagavatam. So he stops. Hearing these two shlokas, he just stops. And he goes to the boys and inquires, from where you learned this? He said, our guru has taught this. He said, can I also learn this? He said, yes, come to our guru. So they bring him back to Vyasadeva only, who is his father. Because they were all disciples of Shukdev. They were all disciples of Shukdev. And they were learning from him and they were serving him. So then again under his father, he learns the complete Bhagavatam. Huh? Maybe fourth time, I don't know. Before you came, he heard one time that you missed. So then he became completely, from Brahman realization, he became completely Krishna conscious. From Brahman realization, he became a devotee of the Lord. He became Bhakta of the Lord. Established in Bhakti Yoga. And then when Parikshit Maharaj got a curse, out of compassion he came there. And Parikshit Maharaj left the kingdom, only wearing kupan, he went to bank of Ganga. And there he sat down. And that was the first, that was another Bhagavatam. And Shukadev, Bhagavatam is actually very big, by the way, it's not small, it's very big. What was told there was a condensed form of Bhagavatam. Because time limit was there, na? There's no time limit that unlimitedly people are free, they have taken leave for 2 years and they can now hear 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, you can go on narrating every day, have breaks in between, there was nothing like that. There was only 7 days. And whatever needed to be told should have been completed nicely in 7 days. Like for example, if I am told that you have 10 minutes, so whatever I want to tell, I will just concisely tell you in 10 minutes. But if you tell we have 1.5 hours, then I'll go elaborate. So like that, they were told he has 7 days. So then he narrated everything into 7 days. And obviously, he was sankshep. He was in sankshipta description. Because he could not have gone into this detailed description. There were many reasons behind it. One reason was that he could have fallen unconscious himself only. If he would talk about Radha and gopis and their pastimes and their relationships, then he being Radharani's most favorite parrot, Lila Shuka, he would go in ecstasy and he will fall unconscious and then narration will break. And then what will happen to Parikshit? So see the saintly people's greatness. If he falls unconscious, it doesn't mean he will need IV and he will need dopamine. He is in ecstasy. He will go in ecstasy, that experience of spiritual bliss. He will enter in that trance, which is very good for his own experience. But saintly people are so great and so compassionate that their compassion always supersedes their own happiness. If they are given choice, this will give you happiness and if you do this, he will get happiness. So they will give up their happiness and try to give other person happiness. That is their mood always. So because he knew Parikshit Maharaj has 7 days only and he needs to know all these things and realize himself and he needs to go back to Godhead at the end of the 7 days, so I cannot afford to go unconscious. His precious time will be lost till the time I come back into consciousness, so much time will be lost and so much less he will be able to hear. So that compassion prevented him from telling many things which would make him lose his composure. See, they are very intelligent people. They know where I will get completely mesmerized by my own narration, where I will fall unconscious, where I will go lost. So he avoided all those descriptions. And in that assembly, because the greatest of the saintly kings was going to listen, and the greatest of all men was going to speak, So even his father Vyasadeva also came there. Vyasadeva's guru who taught Vyasadeva Bhagavatam, he also came. And Agastya came, Saptarishis, Bharadwaj Muni, and Angira Muni, and all Saptarishis, Bharadwaj, Vasishta, Vishwamitra, everybody came there. All so-called greatest people on earth, they all gathered there. And even being a simple 16-year-old boy, Shukadev, still they accepted him as the greatest authority. And his father also sat and listened to him. Can you believe this? One who taught him so many times, he was still listening to him, because Bhagavatam has to be heard from realized souls, not from those who have by heart Bhagavatam. So maybe he was a teacher, but he knew that my son has more realization than me also. What are the proof of that? When he was running behind his son, calling his son, "Don't go, don't go," the son was just going away. And the son was just going away. In between, he came across a pond where so many ladies were bathing naked. In the olden time, there was a custom that some ponds only ladies would go, nobody would go there. And then the ladies would take bath the way they wanted. As soon as they saw Shukadev coming, he himself was naked, by the way. He had no consciousness of his body only. He had nothing to do with the body. He was just totally oblivious, avduta. He had no feeling that I am a man or a woman or a body or something. He was just totally in a transcendental situation. And he just kept on walking. He had no botheration, who is taking bath, who is not taking bath. He just went on walking. And looking at him, the ladies continued to take bath. Soon after he passed away, they saw Vyasadev coming running, calling, "Son, son, don't go." Immediately they went and covered their bodies. Because they knew that Shukadev is totally realized personality. He has nothing to do with the body. But Vyasadeva is a grahastha. He knows who is man, who is woman, and what is all the activity of grahastha life. So even those ladies could detect that Vyasadeva was having the understanding of bodies and difference of bodies. So they immediately covered themselves. And Shukadeva is transcendental, so they didn't cover themselves. They just continued whatever they were doing. They were so oblivious to happenings around. So obviously Shukadeva's superiority was also accepted and understood by his father also. And even Narad Muni, who is his father's guru, also was also present there. So in that assembly, knowing these great two people, great person who is asking, great person who is going to speak, to listen to that, many thousands of people arrived over there. So they also heard the full Bhagavatam along with Parikshit. Although Parikshit was the main speaker, one asking question. And in that assembly was Suta Goswami. He heard it from Shukadev's mouth. And then at a later time, all sages gathered at Naimisharanya. This is at the bank of Ganga. I think there is Shuktal. Shuktal is a place near Haridwar. How many of you have gone there? Nobody has gone there? There is a place near Haridwar called Shuktal. Tal means the tree, big tree. Under which, at the bank of Ganga, very much close by that, Shukadev had spoken Bhagavatam to Parikshit. So then, and Naimisharanya is another place, which is somewhere in near Mithila or Bihar may have. So it's supposed to be the hub of the earth. Marathi means as means what? I don't know how to explain in Hindi, English. It's a central position in the whole universe. It's like pivotal position of the earth. So there, it is explained that if anybody does any spiritual activity, he gets delivered. So all sages, 88,000 in number, gathered over there for doing something which is going to cause welfare to the whole universe, material world. And there Shruta Goswami came. And they all chose him that you please become the leader. Because you have heard Srimad Bhagavatam with the very mouth of Shukadev in the assembly of Parikshit and everybody else. So you please narrate. And Shaunak took the lead to speak to Suta Goswami, Shaunak Rishi, on behalf of all the 88,000 sadhus. And then Shaunak Rishi asked, what did you hear, what about this, that is, they spoke. And Suta Goswami answered everything, whatever Shukadev narrated. In that narration, whatever Shukadev narrated, somebody else speaking also, they narrated. So it's like, narrations are like going on and on and on. Same narrations. Then, like that, Bhagavatam is being spoken. It's always a dialogue. And also it is a speciality of Bhagavad Gita, it's not in chronology. It's not in the order of time. Suddenly you ask me some question, so I'll go back into 50 years behind and tell a story to you. Then again I'll tell story of yesterday to you. And then again I'll tell story of 15 days before to you. Then again I'll tell a story after 17 days to you. As per your question, I will refer to whatever stories I remember. Like that, even Bhagavatam is like that only. Like for example, Rajasu Yajna is taking place in Dwapar Yuga, na? So he asked, aisa kaise ho gaya? How Shishupal's Atma went to Krishna body? So she had narrated the story of when? In Vaikuntha, what happened? And then how they came down. Satya Yuga, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. Then Treta Yuga, Ram and Lakshman and Ravan Kumbhakarna. Then Dwapar Yuga, then this fellow came, Shishupal. So like that, they go in history, again they come back. Again they go in history, flashback, wasn't a picture, make a flashback. The heroineless looks like this. The camera just close on her face. And immediately the flashback starts. And the story ends, then again the camera goes on her face. That means the flashback is ended. Like that, Srimad Bhagavatam also. It goes on flashback, again comes back, again goes on flashback, like that. Then there is Devi Bhagavat is there. Then there is some Bhagavat which is in South India, called Narayaniyam. It's another narration of Bhagavatam. And there are so many different versions of Bhagavatam. It's like that. There's one more Ramayana I heard, you know. Very unusual story, but very powerful story. That there was one devotee of Lord Ram. I mean, not Lord Ram, sorry, he was a devotee of Ranganathji, Sri Ranganathji. But he very well knew that Sri Ranganathji is non-different from Lord Ramchandra. So whenever you would read Ramayana, you would just cry and cry and cry. Piteously you would just cry. So much you would cry that you would not eat anything. You would suffer like anything, you would lose weight and you would just become emaciated. So one time looking at his pain, you know, of Ramayana, Lord Raghunath appeared to him. And Lord Raghunath, he complained to Lord Raghunath. Ki, why you just came like Lord Ram? And why this kind of Ramayana? Why so much of pain? Why Sita was stolen? Why she has to suffer so much? And it's too much painful. I just cannot bear this. It's too much for me. You just have to... why don't you just have some different Ramayana? So on the spot, Lord Ranganath gave him another Ramayana. Where there was no Sita kidnapping, there was no Ravan killing, there was nothing. Only happy, happy and happy. And that Ramayana he only ordered him, is only meant for you and should never be duplicated, rewritten, copied or publicized. Lord gave him full orders of copywriting. There only. This is only for you, to just make you happy. So he read the Ramayana and he became blissful. And the Ramayana is still there. It is not publicized. It can be recited. So those people who go there and they know, they go and hear this Ramayana. This is totally different than what Ramayana we hear. So what Lord cannot do? Just see. Looking at the devotee's sentiment, Lord Ramchandra, Lord Ranganathji, who is Lord Ram himself, instantly produced another Ramayana and gave it to him for himself only. So like that. So beautiful story it is, huh? How the Lord responds, so beautiful actually. This is another king called Kulashekara. He also happened to be from Madras only. Such a devoted king, he would spend almost all the time simply hearing Ramayana. He would only call, his kingdom was so beautiful that everything was maintained so nicely, everything was going so well. He had nothing to do much, administration and management and no prices, nothing was there. Everything was going so beautiful. So he had all the time in the world. Sometimes you see the chairman, you know, putting his legs on the table and reading newspaper. You know? So as if he has no work only. But everything is going so well, so he has all time free, so he's reading newspaper. Sometimes we are taught in the management classes that if you see the maintenance department in charge, you know, the director of maintenance, sitting on his office with legs folded on his table and reading newspaper, you should not go and scold him. You should go and appreciate him that your department is running so well, so you are relaxed reading newspaper. So another way of looking at things, you know. You can't say on duty, how are you reading paper like this? It's not allowed to read newspaper on duty. So like that, he would be so well managed in his country that he was full time just call sadhus and recite Ramayana. And one time he got so excited that he heard that Sita was just kidnapped and Ravan took her to south direction, to Sri Lanka. So he immediately got up, you know, in trance of love. He ordered all his army, let's attack right now. Let's, Ram is alone. He's in the jungle with Lakshman, with no army with him. Because by rule of Vanvas, you can't take your army or anything. Ram is alone, he needs help. So let's army, Akraman. So they all just, because king is ordering, so everybody just ran behind. He just went to the ocean. His chariot, he just went in the ocean, middle of the ocean he went. He was going ahead only. So then somebody had to go there and tell him, his Ramayana is gone long back. Please come back to your senses. By the time he was in the ocean. He was so excited. That means he was not just listening. He was living Ramayana. Just got out immediately from the throne and went in the waters, you know, all his army. They were all knowing that king is in trance, but they had to obey the king's orders. They all were following him in the ocean. King Kulasekara, a great Rajarshi, he is the one who wrote that Mukundamala Sutra. A great devotee of the Lord. What a wonderful devotee. So our discussion started from they not asking a question. So I said, how the sages are asking questions. That's why so many scriptures are coming out, one after another. Because somebody asked something to somebody, he answered, and one scripture came out. Then another one asked somebody something, he answered, some other scripture came out. They were all compiled, and some big scripture came out. Somebody commented, another scripture came out. It's like that, you know. Brahma Sutras were already there. Then Narad Muni and Vyasadeva commented on that, and Bhagavatam was written. And then they were spoken by so many people. That's how it is. And whatever Krishna Leela was spoken in Sankshep, Sankshep means in a concise manner, that was described, compiled by Narad Garga Muni in details. And what Garga Muni compiled? Whatever discussion happened between Narad Muni and Bahulashva, he compiled. And what that became? Garga Sahita. Who is this Bahulashva? This Bahulashva is that king, Shrutadev and Bahulashva. One was a Jhopadpatti poor fellow, another was a king. And Krishna went to visit on northern India side. And Krishna was called to take lunch in both the places at one day only, one time only. So what Krishna did? Suddenly he just left to go, expanded into two. And Krishna went to Shuddhadev's hut, and one Krishna went to Bahulashva's kingdom. And Bahulashva fed him all 5-star opulent prasad, all golden throne and all this treatment and everything, royal treatment. And Shuddhadev Brahmin invited him in the hut, put a straw mat on the cow dung laden floor, made him sit down, put a leaf of banana or whatever, and fed him simple things, and talked to him in sweet words, and gave him some local fanning him while taking prasadam with sweet words. So that Bahulashva is the one who is asking question to Narad Muni, and that description is as given as Garga Samhita. And it is explained that Garga Samhita is a detailed description of Krishna's pastimes, or Vistrut Krishna Charitra. But even Shukadev could not tell, couldn't have told, he just couldn't have told. No time actually. So, Srimad Bhagavatam Dasham Skanda, whatever is given, is a small part of what Garga Muni has told, compiled into Garga Samhita. So, if you want to read detailed of Krishna's pastimes, then you can read Garga Samhita. Including all the demons that Krishna killed, that was described in Bhagavatam, all the demons' past lives are also explained in that. Who were they in the past life? How they become those demons? Who was Kamsa in the past life? What was his history? What all he did? How great he was? All that description. Kamsa Digvijay is also there in that. Also gopis going and asking Radharani, how you love Krishna so much? What is your secret? And today is Ekadashi, so I must tell this secret to you. All the gopis went to Radharani and they asked, how you control Krishna so much? How he is always henpecked by you? How he is always running behind you. Looks like you have controlled him completely. With your eyebrows, you control him. So much power you have got. What is the secret behind it? So she narrated, Radharani very mercifully narrated 26 Ekadashis of the whole year, each describing, each very detailed, and said, because I do Ekadashi Prata, I control Krishna. So since then, all the gopis started doing Ekadashi Prata, including today's Ekadashi also. So one who does the Ekadashi Vrata, he wins the heart of Krishna. And no other Vrata is required to be done. If you do Ekadashi Vrata, this is Radharani's personal prescription. It is not some Tom, Dick, Harry giving prescription to you. Radharani's personal prescription is that to perform Ekadashi Vrata regularly, to always keep Krishna as the wealth of our life. Of course, devotees don't do Ekadashi to control Krishna. They want to please Krishna. But this is what secret Radharani explained to gopis. And this story also is given in Garga Sahita, very beautifully. And what Shukadeva Maharaj could not speak, especially about Radharani, the full description about Radharani's birth, and her father, and mother, and Barsana, and pastimes of Radharani with Krishna, and every single thing in detail is explained in Garga Sahita. So what is avoided in a planned manner in Bhagavatam is described in a very fluently, without any bar or any hindrance in Garga Sahita. Hare Krishna. Anything else I can do for you? Hare Krishna. Next time come with questions. We can write another Upanishad. Answering the question.